Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things that will help you there to read, listen, ask questions. Check out the blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Answer the question, our poll question. We have a different one every week, and we hope you go there and do that and see what you think. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Anita Rosen has deposited a lot of wonderful information, very important information, much of it evergreen information on our website through the interviews that she's done with us in the past, the writing that she's shared with us, and et cetera, et cetera. I encourage you to go there. Anita and I are talking about marketing, online marketing strategy. Anita, I really still like email as a marketing strategy and texting, but you got to ask your customers if that's okay with them and then how to do it. What's your email address? Do you mind if I have your cell phone? I won't be bugging you. But if I have, you know, if you want me to, I'll let you know when certain things happen. I'll send you a text, or if you prefer, I'll send you an email. What's wrong with that these days, Anita?
There's nothing wrong with it. You know, texting is much more intrusive, and you got to be careful because you can get people really angry. Email is less intrusive than texting.
But if they've given you permission, if you say to them, right. See, I've got certain companies who I've developed a good relationship with, and they know me by my first name, I know them by their first name, and they know they can text me and say, hey, Jim, and you know they do it maybe twice or three times a year. It's not intrusive at all. If you got can't you graduate from email to text with certain customers?
What you should do is ask them what they prefer. What's your preferred method of us accessing you? And because some people were like, no, just send me a card in the mail if you're going to have a special.
Right.
And other people are like, no, stop. Don't call me on the phone. I hate when people call me. Send me an email. Right. And other people are text. So what you need to do is find out. And what you might need to do is have a card at your place or whatever it is where there people can choose. What's your preferred method?
And that's, put it on your website. Put it
my
a card
dentist
on the,
has that.
On the counter.
And I'm so much happier because they used to call me on the phone. And there they were. I mean, I use a cell phone, and they call me, and I'm standing in the middle of Costco, and they're saying, oh, do you remember about this? And I'm kind of like, I can't write this down.
Right.
If they send me an email, then it's there, and I can, when I'm ready to put it, you know,
and you got
write
a record
it down,
of
I'm
it.
There.
You got a record of it, and you can go back, and you don't throw it away. You can keep it and go back and find it later.
Exactly. So it really depends upon, and that's my personal style. I prefer people sending me an email. I really get annoyed with texting.
But now, and the younger crowd may say, well, I want you to, you know, here's how you can get me on Twitter, or here's my Facebook address.
Or Facebook, Facebook me, because I don't use a regular email client. I only use Facebook for everything. Mm-hmm. So you need
an employee prospect. We got the resume, and we liked her, and we were going to contact her. We couldn't get her. She didn't answer her cell phone. She didn't answer an email. And I told my folks, I said, well, find her on Facebook. And we sent her a Facebook. We found her and sent her a Facebook note, and she got back with us right away. Right away. She's 23 or 4 years old.
Right. You got to find out what they use, and there is a generational difference.
Yep.
And there's also a area difference. In some places, at my daughter's school, I know a woman that just moved from South Africa, and she said, oh, this is getting, you know, she said, there they only text each other. And here, she said, everyone uses email. And she said, I got to get used to using email as opposed to texting because no one texts each other here.
Right.
Where we are. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, other regions in the country, it could be that, you know, I'm talking about elementary school parents. Who want to get a hold, like for a play date or whatever it is.
Right.
But the preferred method, it really depends. So what you need to do is, you know, you already have customers ask them, what's the preferred method of getting a hold of you?
It's amazing to me, after all these years, Anita, that small businesses are still not asking customers if they can have their email address.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask them what they prefer, but at least say, do you mind... You know, from time to time, we have, you know, talk to them about how it could benefit them. You know, from time to time we have specials. We like to let our customers like you know about them. Would you mind
if
we let you know?
Already, if they're your existing customer, there has to be a reason they already like you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a store, they already like your products. If you're a service industry, they've already used you. If you're a plumbing place, let's say, you know, it's the first freeze of the season, you might want to send an email out. Well, there's going to be a freeze tomorrow.
Don't be afraid to ask
XYZ with your pipes so you don't have to call us.
Deliver that kind of service and not just an ad, but service. Hey, Anita, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done.
My pleasure.
We'll look forward to seeing you next time. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, ReadyGo.com. That's her website. I told you we'd get smarter when Anita joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, I'll be back to regular.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.